Welcome to the GOG Cast, brought to you by Mad Cats, all about the game. An expert broadcaster, simple yet powerful, live streaming and recording. And now, your host, Leah.
All right, hello and welcome to another GOG Cast. My name is Leah. This is episode number 89. And yes, this is a ghetto version of the podcast because poor Simon is sick, our wonderful technical producer. So sending all the love, get well soon, bud. Kat's here with me. This is also a two-woman show this evening because we're just gonna gab because we like to talk. But yeah, it's been, you know, we've finally been relaxed a bit after all the fiestas that was Northern Arena, MIGS, and Canadian Video Game Awards, which happened after our last cast. So, Kat, give me your two cents on how you felt about the Canadian Video Game Awards.
Not gonna lie, it was a bit awkward. I feel some of the jokes fell flat. Like, they just said a joke, and you could hear the crickets or people shifting in their seats. But I think, like, about halfway through the show, there was a shift, and I think people got into it, and they had better jokes, or you were better. It was essentially, a lot of the same games were nominated, I feel.
But I mean, it's the Canadian Video Game Awards for 2016 and how many games came out.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good point. But I was pleasantly surprised by the amount of indie games. The amount of indie games that won over AAA games.
And VR, too.
Yes, there was a lot of VR.
Lots of VR. I felt like it was a little bit of the Deus Ex show.
Yes.
Like, they could start their own sitcom, which is funny. I think it's priceless because, Elias is priceless. And, it was a lot of that. And they had one weird glitch at the very end of the very last category that was given away, which was Game of the Year, Fan Game of the Year, was it? I think? Yes. Fan Game? Yeah. Or no, Game of the Year of Everything, I think. I don't think it was the fan one. I don't remember. Anyways, there was a list of like 8 or 9 games, and they looked like they were gonna go through and name them all off, like the nominees are dot 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 dot. They got through, and they were doing it in alphabetical order. They got through the first three, and then it cut. We were like,
yeah, because they're like, we the winner's in there, and we just gotta get out. People want to watch the game, I guess, the Habs game.
I don't know. I think it was actually a glitch because it felt like it just like got cut off.
I know. Well, it was good of the winner to be like, we would like to formally apologize to the nominees that were not presented.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that was cool of them. That was Deus Ex, right?
Yeah. I forget who accepted the award. But yeah, no, when you think about it, like, it was Ubi didn't come out with a Far Cry.
They had Primal, but it was very early in the year.
It was very early, and then they have Eagle Flight, and I don't think Watch Dogs could qualify because it wasn't out yet.
Well, it wasn't out by judging time. It was out on the day before. Yeah, it was out. Yeah. Oh, hold up. What night was it? Was it Monday night? Tuesday night? It was out that day.
Yeah, it was out that day, but I think Watch Dog will qualify for next year. Even if it's come out of, I think they have a cut off for that. And apparently a lot of the joke, Miss Bianca Dog says the entire show was a huge inside joke for Deus Ex. They had a lot of Deus Ex joke because it was hosted by one of the hosts were Elias Dufexis, who voices Jensen. So they had a lot of Assassin's Creed joke and a lot of Deus Ex jokes.
The best joke, though, was by the gentleman who portrayed Jacob Fry in Assassin's Creed. And he said, what was it? Adam Jensen and Evie. He was trying to set up Adam Jensen with his sister Evie. And he's, what was that? Far Cry. And yeah, the next game, if you set up like Adam Jensen and Evie Fry, would be Far Cry Bible.
Yes. That was the only one that was funny. It wasn't on the teleprompter. The guy actually made it up.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, thanks, Bianca.
Yes, there you go. Miss Bianca saving the day. So, So we're getting into, you know, the tail end of release season. You know, it's the time of the year near the end of November when the Christmas trees come out and the Black Friday deals start coming down. And that's actually something that's kind of new for us here in Canada. I can say only in the past, like, 6 or 7 years we've really had that. It's very much an American phenomenon. But, you know, with the internet and stuff, because after Black Friday comes Cyber Monday, it really starts to bump things up. Plus, you know, we Canadians, we like deals too. So we're gonna be talking about Black Friday deals and stuff today. But we've also been playing a lot of games, Kat and myself, two of the biggest releases of the year. I, of course, just have been working on Watch Dogs 2. I finished it, story mode. I'm actually debating if I'm gonna platinum it or not. It doesn't look like an unachievable platinum. Unachievable platform platinum? Holy poop! Seriously? Jewer, get it together. All right. Unachievable platinum. There we go. Let's say it 5 times fast. No, I'm not actually gonna do that. Because yeah, it doesn't look crazy, but I am going to need to find a buddy to play with me. I'm playing on PS4. I need to do some co-op missions. Who wants to play with me? There we go. Someone tell me. Someone come and play with me. Yeah, so holler at me on Twitter if you want to do some co-op missions for Watch Dogs 2 for PS4. I'm working on an article that, believe it or not, I'm getting one of our good friends, Mr. Craig Coben, to give me his 2 cents first because it's more of a thesis and something a little different from that I'm used to writing, dealing with c character development and how they do it in Watch Dogs 2. And I'm really excited to show that to you guys, but needs a little spit shine first. So there. But then, as I finished story mode yesterday, I dis or yesterday it was tomorrow. Yeah, yesterday was Sunday. I picked up Pokemon Moon. And Kat, I know, is working on Pokemon Sun. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that. Kat, I'm only like 3 hours in, so I can't really pass too much judgment. So I really want your 2 cents on this. How are you feeling about the new game?
Well, so far I'm on the second island. I started the second island. Even though I got the game early, it's been a slow go because I've been really sick. Hence why I got the, for those of you guys watching this, I got the grandma shawl going on. Just getting over a fever. So yeah, I couldn't actually play as much, but I'm on the second island. I am digging that they got rid of HMs and
Yes.
gave us rideable Pokemons. So before you make jokes about rideable, essentially they're mounts. So think more, less Pornhub, more World of Warcraft. So you can summon Pokemons. The first one you get is a Tauros. Is that Tauros?
Yeah, of course. The
You get
blue.
the Tauros one, and when you press B, it'll run and smash into rocks. You'll get one that can sniff items. I'm pretty sure you'll get one that swims, one that flies. So essentially, that means you don't have to, you know. I know my coworker said she would have a what she called an HM slut. She would get one Pokemon and give it as many HMs as she could.
That HM slut. Nobody will know on the internet what we're talking about.
I know. So she was like, "I love the rideable Pokemons. I don't need an HM slut anymore." And I just looked at her like, "A what?"
It's the truth. You
So.
always pick one Pokemon and give him every, or him or she, her or whatever, the animal, one, you know, one of the creatures ends up being the one that hosts all the HM. You use them for nothing else.
Oh my God, Simone in chat is like, the term is HM slave, but HM slut, sure. Well, the exact term she used was put at ash m, so HM slut.
There you go.
So rideable Pokemon's loving it. I'm also loving the setting. It reminds me a lot of like Final Fantasy X, if you've been watching some of our streams. Miss Bianca Dunk's been playing the remaster, and you know, just like that island tropical feel. It's really different from XY, which was like more like set in Paris type. This one is Hawaii. The different islands so really have their own flavor and their own type of Pokemon. The second island, when you show up, it's a ranch, so it's a Far West type setting. And also, I'm digging that they changed the type of certain original Pokemon. So instead of making like new Pokemons, they just kind of like they didn't make new Pokemons. There are new Pokemons. I mean, at the very least, there are new starters. But I love that they decided to take classic Pokemon that we know, like, everybody gets a fucking Pikachu. And nobody gets a Raichu because Raichu's a terrible Pokemon, and they're like, let's just make Raichu better. So I actually want a Raichu. I want a surfing Raichu. He looks amazing.
Yeah, that is awesome. I noticed that Meowth, like, I got a Meowth and I was like, why are you blue?
And his animations are different, right? Yeah. They're like more feminine, and he just kind of like has that attitude, the way like he flips his whiskers compared to the, and your character, your character's mom, you actually move to Alola and you bring your Meowth with you, and you have a regular Meowth, and everybody's like, oh wow, this Meowth is different. And you're like, you're the ones with the weird Meowth. I've been having this Meowth for 20 years. But yeah, it's a different take. I'm still disappointed in the new starters.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about them that you're not feeling?
I'm not feeling the designs. I'm not feeling the types either. Like, the fact that Litten is fire fighting, I feel like we've had that with Blaziken.
Okay.
Which is on a previous game, but also was a free bonus Pokemon with the launch of X and Y. So it's like, if you've played X and Y and you got the Blaziken, if you chose Torchic when you played, Black 2?
There's a bunch that I missed out on, so I'm not sure.
Oh, Simo says he's Fire Dark.
Get really it together. Well, that's the thing. If you don't pick that one, he might be fighting. Well, that might be why he's black in design. Black and red.
Yeah, I ended up choosing Rowlet. I usually go with the water type. But I wasn't sold on Pupleo. And that's not because he's quote-unquote ugly. I just wasn't digging his move list. And I don't know. It's just... it was weird, and they also, the designs are so, they're almost lazy.
They're very childlike, you know what? But like, as they go through the evolutions, like, the thing is we did get, of course, that leak, got to look through some of the evolutions. I like Rowlet so much, that's why I went that way. I'm like, I know Rowlet's going to be awesome. But now I'm actually thinking, I wish I had my time back, because... if I kind of think I want to build a team of nothing but dog type Pokemon. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
You could do it.
I'm gonna try.
There's Rockruff. There's
the pink one with the weird ears.
Yes. Yeah. There's the one that looks like a Stoutland. The Stoutland, but it starts smaller. It looks.
I'm gonna have to. But the thing is, what I'm gonna have to do is go look through the Pokedex and decide what Pokemon I want, and then not evolve some, because I know some of them have, there's one Pokemon I can't remember at the top of my head right now, it's been a while, and I think it's one of the new Pokemon, and in one of its like secondary or tertiary forms before its final form, actually looks a lot like Bowie, so I thought that would be kind of hilarious to hold on to. But like, I know people are probably like criping at me, like, how do you not know all these Pokemon? Like, holy crap, once you get past 150, I can't remember.
I checked online, and there's about 765 Pokemon now.
That's crazy.
It is ridiculous, the amount of Pokemon there are now.
Yeah. Alice is right. Yeah, Alice in Spaceland is in chat, and she's like, yeah, they're very childlike illustrations. They're definitely gearing towards children. But you know what? The animation style and the drawing, your character figures and everything this time around, I feel it more evolved and more anime, like mature anime style, than I do in previous times. Like, I played a Pokemon Y not too long ago, because of course when Pokemon Go came out, I went a little crazy and was like, okay, I need more Pokemon than what this is obviously getting me, because there was nothing but Ghastlies and Drowsies around my house and I needed something else. Yeah, and I found that the anime, like, they were really like chibi character likes in that. Yeah. And in this version, they're much more like the anime style.
Yeah, it's closer to what you see on the TV show. Going back to the fact that it's more childlike, more geared toward children, usually before you would get a rival. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed, but how the kid that's like your quote unquote rival is actually a friendly competitor. Have you noticed? They've really switched that. Like, they've removed like the anonymous, that, and like that you just started a game and they're like, here's your rival, beat him.
Yeah.
Now it's more like, hey, like this guy's grandson's also doing the trials. You guys should travel together. It'd be fun. And he's like, really, he helps you. And he's just like, all right, let's see where you're at. Let's battle. So I've noticed that it's very much like, very much a game of our time, like for
it's about teamwork, yet a minor bit of competitive flavor. But you still have friends. It's like, you know, like you and I playing this game together, and we're going to compare our Pokemon stats, and we're going to do all this kind of stuff. But we're not rivals in that. We're enjoying this progression together, this journey.
Yeah, it is. I think it's refreshing. Apparently, Ruby Sapphire had something similar. I just go off of like the. I always compare it back to the original Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I'm always going to bring it back to green, blue, and red.
Yeah, that's our roots. Everybody in chat right now is trying to make me a roster of just dog type Pokemon, which I love.
If I
do end up like building this, I will write a post on it and be like, "This is Leah's ultimate puppy craziness of Pokemon teams." I don't know if I'll be strong, but hey, I'm willing to try. Why not? Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
It's definitely a good challenge. Mm-hmm. We'll see if you get every type.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know if I have a well-balanced team or not. I could be really terrible.
I doubt you'll have the flying. There'll be a lot of normal.
Unless there's something that's like kind of like a ghost type or something like that. I don't know. There could be anything. I'm not sure. It's been, yeah, I'm not super familiar with all the Pokemon, so there we go. We'll do what I can. I will do what I can.
I guess Gengar kind of looks like a dog if you squint.
Look, Fire Dark, a Hondur. Look, there we go. See? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to do this. This is going to happen. All right, Kat, the other thing I want to talk about in the game that I noticed right off the bat is the whole, like, preening the Pokemon. Like, it almost like we've got this type of, like, Tamagotchi-esque feel to our Pokemon game. So I've got my little Rowlet. I can feed it beans, and I can preen it and comb it and heal it and everything. Like, myself, after the game, it was kind of like Nintendogs.
Yeah, that's another thing where you see that they've geared it a bit more like towards new players and younger players. You had in XY, you could feed them, it was cakes.
Yeah.
Pastries. And you could play with them and you could pet them or massage them, I guess. Mm-hmm. Now they've added the fact that, you know, like if you fought a water type and you got water in your face, you can use a blow dryer and blow dry them.
Oh, I thought he was sweating.
No.
Oh, he's wet. Not that he's sweating.
Just wet.
I figured he was sweating.
When you fight ground types, you'll have a brush to brush off the sand. You know, when you fight normal types, they'll just like get their fur messed up and you just comb it back. And there's also, you can heal statuses without using medicine.
That's awesome.
One of the tools. So that's clearly like, I find downing the difficulty of the game, the fact that you don't have to carry around every status heal, that the status heals, you'll only use them in battle, not post-battle like you would used to.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that like going, maybe it was the first, I found that I powered through the first island. Mm. Like it was hella easy.
Well, I think I'm at that point. I'm just about to start my first journey. Like I only just got to the Pokemon Center. I also can't believe I'm like 3 hours in and I only just got to the Pokemon Center.
The intro is long.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of tutorials. And it's clearly like they're clearly grooming the next generation of Pokemon players. Mm. The ones that will pick up this game for another 20 years. And yeah, the intro was, I thought it was much longer than XY. I usually like power through the intro. That was long. And then once they left me to my devices, like it took me less than an hour to do the island challenge. It was.
Okay. So I can do that this evening after the podcast.
Yes, it's quite easy. And yes, small tutorials, like literally you sit through an animatic, like the professor would be like, this is how you do it. And you have to sit and they show you where to tap. Yeah. It's not even like, okay, you do it. It's just like you're watching a tutorial. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? I know how to catch a Pokemon.
It should be like a fast forward for all of us.
There should be enough.
But you know what? I actually learned a few things. So, you know, as much as I say, I don't need a tutorial, You know what? I learned a few things. So, yo, Leah, simmer down and take it all in and learn something. Oh, one thing. Okay, another thing that I noticed. I don't remember if this was an X or Y. I could not remember. But the whole using Y button to throw a Pokeball, like having like a short key, is that new?
I feel like it's new. They've revamped the UI completely.
I love the UI. The colors in the UI make me so happy. But the whole, like, yeah, pressing Y, because I used to hate that. It's like hit the button, hit the this, hit the that. Like,
Don't
it took you
put on your
three, five
mats.
steps, 50 steps to get to throw a Pokeball. This hit Y,
Yeah.
throw a Pokeball. I'm like, yes.
I know, because it was like, go in your bag, and then the Pokeball's not in the first fucking tab of the bag. So you have to like go through a tab, find the type of Pokeball, throw it. Now it's just
Yep.
like Y, and then you use the bumpers to switch between which type of ball you want to throw.
Oh, I
It's
haven't gotten there yet, but then again, I only just got like the next
a
level ball,
couple of
a
Pokeball.
great ball or something. I think I got one. I'm saving it.
One thing I love, because like in Pokemon, I always buy items in tens. Like I show up, I'm like, give me 10 potions, 10 Pokeballs. When you buy 10 regular Pokeballs, they give you a great ball. They're like,
Yes, it's like
it's like a gift with
bonus deal,
purchase.
gift with purchase. It's like they understand our spending habits. Love
Yeah,
it.
you know, I bought 10 super potions. They were like, okay, have a status heal of some sort. Like, I forget which one, like paralyze heal or whatever. Or they'll give you one of the item above. And it's so great because, like, I met, oh, what's their name? Then it's a new Pokemon. It's the birds. And each island has a different version of the birds. You know, there's one
Oh yes, there's the dancing one and the yeah, I remember. I don't
that.
remember off the
The
top of my head.
cheerleader
I
one.
know we've talked about it before. I remember because I remember I can
Oh, I think it is
and
there.
this is my problem all the time, and this is probably also my problem with Pokemon and remembering all the names. I personally terrible at names. I have an
I'm terrible.
amazing picture memory. Like I can tell you like all the different stuff. I can't remember the names. Forget it.
No, I'm also terrible. I have a visual memory. I take photos. So
Yeah, mental
when other
pictures.
people were
Mental
like,
pictures. You know that memory game you used to play as kids at like sleepovers where they had like all the things on a tray? And like
yes.
I was the shit at that. Oh my
I
God,
kicked
so
ass.
good.
I looked at the grid once, took a mental photo, and then I was like, boom, 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 boom. And they're like, can we play now? Boom, 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 boom. Anyway, all that to say, I don't remember the name of that Pokemon, but it's the new one. And you have like it had to be at 1%. I had to put it asleep, and I use in the regular they wouldn't work. But I had great had a few great balls because I bought Pokeballs in bulk, and I was like, shit, yes! And I caught it instead of
Smart.
having to go back and found
Tip.
it.
Tip from cat number one, buy intense. But at the same time, it doesn't make it hard for you to buy in large quantities right off the bat. Your mom gives you money, 35,000 yen, or whatever the thing is in the
Yeah,
game.
you start with way more money.
Whoa, so much money.
I was just like, okay. Like, I almost feel like I would need a difficulty setting on this game. Because I remember X and Y. I remember like having to stop and grind. I didn't actually make it to the end of the trials. Like, I was grinding and then another game came and I never went back to it. And then my 3DS got stolen, so I lost my game altogether. I couldn't.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Sad.
So, and I remember like X and Y was like a good challenge. Like, I feel like X and Y was like the evolution of the Pokemon game for us that's been playing for 20 years that grew up with Pokemon. And I feel like this one is like, okay, you guys are old. We
You
need
know
new
this. We need new
players.
people. But you know what?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna like this better because there's something fresh and new. Like right off the bat, it felt alive and pretty and light, and the music is amazing, and the colors and the new animation style. And there was something about it that felt much more lightning. Like I knew, like, go see Professor Oak, pick your Pokemon, go on to do this. And like just the little changes, like having a friend instead of an enemy, going to the kahunas and meeting them, like it just seemed like uplifting.
Yeah, it is a very uplifting game. It's a very light-hearted game. I'm hoping the challenge will go up as I play. Maybe like I've been playing Pokemon for too long and I'm too good at it, you
We're
know?
too much into RPGs. Speaking of
Yeah.
too good at it, in the battle menu after you defeat a Pokemon for the first time. I don't know if it's every time you, if you've used a move before, you know if it'll work or if it just scans everything. It's only once you've used a move, right?
Yeah,
Okay,
once
because
you've
I
used the
never.
move,
It tells
it
you?
registers if it's effective, super effective, not
Not
effective,
effective.
very effective. So, I mean, I've always carried around charts. Like as a kid, I would have a written chart. Now I used to save a chart of on my phone of which type is strong against which type. So I checked, I was like, originally there was 15 types. Now there are 18. So they haven't added all that many. It's always been like a bit convoluting what is strong against what. So I would have like that chart. And now they said, I think it was said that you could deactivate it if you don't want to see what's effective and what's not effective. You can deactivate it. I'm keeping it because
I never remember.
I
And it's
remember
funny.
the basics, but
Yeah.
like
Oh,
I never
yeah.
remember what's effective against fighting types.
Or
Like
like, or fairy types.
fairy types are strong against dragon. I forget what's strong against fairy type.
That's it. See, it gets quite complicated unless you got it down to a science. But what I did realize is how much I never, ever, ever use the status effects. Like never. Like I never touch them. I'm like, why the fuck is this here?
I use poison. If you have a poison type,
Yeah.
poison will actually be stronger instead of like giving them like 2 HP every turn. And I'll use maybe sleep and paralysis.
Paralysis.
Thank you.
All right, Leah got it today.
Because it makes it easier to catch Pokemon.
Simon's getting mad at us. I bet you he wish he was jabbering on with us right now, but he's too sick. Maybe it's a good thing he's not here.
He's just he's remembering all the names, all the type, what's strong. It's just like you should be on there talking with us because we have terrible memories and we rely on a lot of like charts and printed shit.
Yeah.
He says he only knows because Sylveon is bae. Oh yeah.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
I guess we should start talking about some news since we've been talking about Pokemon for like half an hour. It's so easy though. I'm really enjoying it. You know, like I'm still stoked to play.
Yeah.
I'm actually traveling on Wednesday. I have to go to Toronto for work. You guys will probably see some pretty crazy stuff for me, especially on Friday because I'm working Jingle Ball in Toronto. So yeah, this is going to be my friend on the airplane. And my colleague who's going with me has actually been playing Pokemon Go like hardcore. Hardcore. She's still at it all the time. So I'm sure we'll be doing some Pokemon Go hunting in Toronto and see what we can get. Which
That's
is gonna be
cool.
cool.
Before we change the subject, I'm just gonna throw a question to chat, and then maybe after the news we can get back to
Okay, cool.
it. You're playing on a new 3DS XL.
Yes, I am.
I'm playing on a new 3DS, the
It's
smaller
the smaller
version.
version. Yep.
Apparently, people playing on old 3DSs, apparently the game is chugging. So if
Really?
yes. Or even if you're listening to this after the fact, hit us up at the Girls on Games on Twitter or on Facebook. Let us know like what system are you playing on and are you encountering issues? Like my coworker's actually considering buying the discounted new 3DS during Black Friday.
Oh, more on that later. I almost convinced
Yes.
John to buy one, so there you
But
go.
let's think about it. Like they released Pokemon. It's clearly a game for new players. And they've made it compatible with the old system, but apparently the old system can't handle it as well. And then they release a new 3DS discount for Black Friday. I'm a Illuminati coincidence. I don't know.
Illuminati. All right, we'll get into more Black Friday stuff after this. Let's talk about some news, and one of the things straight off the bat has to do with news. Sorry if you guys are seeing flashes of stuff. Leah's trying to run a podcast, doesn't know how to do it on her own on the computer because I am posting and producing at the same time. Magic. So apparently, it's not just 3DSs and stuff that's going to be getting Pokemon. Apparently, Pokemon Stars is going to be the third iteration of Sun and Moon, and reportedly coming to Nintendo's new console Switch. This came from Eurogamer, though I got my news from the next web. Stars will offer improved visual assets built from the ground up to harness the power of Nintendo's new console. The first of these was briefly shown in a teaser for Sun and Moon back in February. That was a while ago. If you look really closely, you'll see high-definition model of Pikipek and several shots of concept art to be used in Pokemon Stars. Originally planned for release in summer 2017, the game has now been pushed back to sometime later in the year. According to Eurogamer, the Switch version was in development at the same time as Sun and Moon, but the team ultimately had to put the project on hold while it finished Sun and Moon. Now that Sun and Moon are out, we have them in hand, they reportedly switched. Ha! That's a good pun there, the next web. Their attention back to Stars, and we're heading towards a late 2017 release. Can you imagine a proper Pokemon game on a home console, not a handheld?
We were talking about this like what, two or three episodes ago with the Pokemon Link peeps.
Mm-hmm.
We want Pokemon on console. We need it.
Well, this is a mobile console, home console hybrid, so it makes total sense. High definition. What if it's Stars? What is its legendary gonna be?
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
and is it gonna be the same, like the same setting, the same story, the same everything?
That's what it seems like. It's just a high res version, because they in the screen grabs, guys, I'm gonna throw this into chat so you can see it. Bloop. The screen grabs look like sections of the game. So I mean, I haven't, Kat, you probably know these places better than I do, but I can see is it Leela or Lily? What's your the little girl with the bag with the Pokemon that I'm pretty
Lily.
Sure is Lily? Yeah, you can kind of see her there.
That looks like the hotel, the giant hotel on the second island.
We'll see. There you go. So I think it could be it. And by the way, that's a really cute fountain.
It is.
That's that Cedra fountain. There you go. So cute. So cute. So that's really cool. I'm stoked about that. The next bit of news, Kat, kind of has to deal with us a little bit and what we do and how we present things to you, our fans and followers and community and folks that we love to play games with. We at Girls on Games are always up front with you guys when we are handed a copy of a game from a publisher or developer, or when we go out and drop our hard-earned cash on it. EA has now put into place a set of disclosure rules that sponsored content that influencers do have to tell their readership, viewership, whatever else. It requires them to use two new hashtags and watermarks in all their stuff. I only know bits, I only read a little bit of this article, but Catherine, I know after all the hoopla of, you know, like not knowing if something was paid or not and people promoting it, this has to be a big, big deal for EA in order to want to go that far, to let someone know when something is paid for or is sponsored content.
It is. It is. I think it's been a big issue in the community. You know, I watch a lot of beauty videos on YouTube, a lot of makeup videos.
Guilty pleasure. Not so guilty.
I fall asleep with makeup tutorials on my phone every night. Last night I fell asleep with Nikki tutorials.
I love her. She's amazing.
She's amazing. But yeah, they've, a lot of them have started to disclose, like, I've partnered with Clinique for this video. And you know, as long as the content is honest, I don't care. I forwarded through the part where they talk way too much about the new foundation by Clinique. I'm like, I get it, you're selling this product, whatever, where's the eyeshadow at?
Where's the color?
Yeah, I want to see how you did your eyes, that's why I'm here. But I think it hasn't been as obvious with the gaming community so much. I mean, you see a lot of gamers that play games, but you never know if they bought it or if it was sent to them.
Yeah, I think there's three different things going on there. There's something was bought by the person playing it. Something was given to them, a copy, just a copy or code of the game was given to them for playing, or if they were paid to do something around the game.
Yeah. And I mean, there was the big scandal, like apparently WB paid influencers to give glowing reviews of Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah, well, I think that's where this came in, because it's not EA itself. It has to do with complying with the Greater Federal Trade Commission. So,
that started to look at these because, like, you know, Kylie Jenner would take a photo with a cup of Starbucks, and then turns out Starbucks gave her like something like $50,000 for that photo. Like,
yeah.
I looked at some of the prices. You know, there was an article, I think it was on DigiDay, where they gave an idea of prices.
Some of those prices are really inflated, though. That's not what everybody's getting, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Kylie Jenners of the world, that's the kind of money they make. But, like, that's their job, right?
It is, but at the same time, like, I think it's important to know. And then you can make that decision of being like, knowing that EA paid this influencer to play their game and to make a Let's Play series, I think the content will be affected, and I don't want to listen. I don't want to watch it. Or maybe I'll watch it, but then maybe I'll be skeptic about their opinion, or maybe it'll just be like, whatever, this person always gives their honest opinion. So it's their livelihood. As long as they don't bullshit me, I'll be fine. So I think it's important for people to put it up.
Yeah.
Because in the end, like, yeah, you might lose views, you might lose, you know, like, income from your viewership, but then it's supposed to be balanced by the income you got from that company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end, it's about talking to the fans about what you want. Like, the only thing I don't want companies is to buy opinions.
That's the truth.
You can buy airtime. Like, I mean, we're sponsored by Mad Cats. We're wearing their headset, but we're never like, they're the best headsets ever. Y'all should be wearing just Mad Cats. You know, it's just like,
we're honest about it.
It's honest about it. And if you've watched my review of this headset, I said it, the mic is shit. But whatever, I use a Snowball. So that's where, like, if I see that this is an advertising, then if I watch the video and I find the person is way, way, way too marketing, then I'll know why. Instead of me being like, did you get paid for this? Now I'll know. I'll be like, okay, you got paid for this. And I won't take your opinion into consideration on this particular game.
Right.
I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, I'm kind of that grain of salt too. And I know where we come from. I know what the mainstream media industry is like, because I live in it. The man, as they say. And you know what? People need to make a dollar bill. You know, we gotta, you know, pay for the stuff that we do. But at the same time, and I think that's fine to want to do it around video games and in commentating and journalism, whatever else. But there has to be a very, very clean definition of what is paid advertising, advertorial, and then own opinion. We're also very clear when we say if a game was given to us, anything like that. Anytime we've done sponsored content, like our Nintendo stuff, where we worked with the company, we made it really clear. But at the same time, that is an entirely free piece of content that anybody can go and download and build their own Trio Attack Hammer as they like. If they want to go make a Yarn Yoshi thing, they can do it, and it's free, mm-hmm. right? No money goes to Nintendo in that sense, right? So that's what I like doing, and as long as you're honest, I think it's cool. I mean, I've got it down to a science now to figure out, that was paid. If they don't disclose, and then you always have that little like thought in the back of your head, like they're being shady. You know what I mean?
I know, and it's like, you know, we get sent games for review. Like I got sent Pokemon early, but in the meantime, like they were not pressured to create content around it. Yeah. It's more like, you know, if you get around to writing about it, please send me the links because I do a press, you know, they round up everything and they round up the press. But I mean, they're not, even though they gave us a free copy, they can't call us and be like, we gave you a game, you didn't talk about it.
Even though we always do, because that's what we want to do. The whole point of this is to be able to share with you guys our thoughts. And obviously, if we need to play lots of games, then that can get bloody well expensive.
And I mean, like, let's say like Nintendo sends us Bravely Default Second Layer. I didn't write a review and put it on Girls on Games, but I've talked, we came across like on the podcast talking about JRPGs, and then I talked about that game. I could talk about the game because I played it.
Yeah.
Because I was given that opportunity. And like, that's a big difference between, like, you know, Nintendo will never call us and be like, you know, this year we gave you X amount of games, but you only gave us like X amount of articles. It's like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize this was a commercial. It's not like that. It's never like that. And you know,
well, it's funny because didn't somebody buy Machinima the other day? Warner Brothers?
Yes, Warner Brothers bought Machinima.
Machinima, that's it. Yeah, so that's interesting. Yes, yeah. He is named after the late David Bowie. Folks are seeing Bowie go back and forth my screen. So, yeah, and they're talking about Bowie. But he was named Bowie a while ago, before David Bowie passed away. I've been a big David Bowie fan for a long time. Yeah. All right, Kat, I've got one more piece of news that I want us to talk about before we talk and jump into Black Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to skip the one because I know we have one about Assassin's Creed and having a less scripted narrative. I think that could be brought into a whole podcast on its own, especially since you and I are like the biggest Assassin's Creed fans in the world. But apparently Ubisoft is in talks with Netflix about a potential new series about Assassin's Creed. Wouldn't that be cool? This article I found in Game Informer, and I thought it was pretty dope. According to a report from Reuters, Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot is in discussions with the popular streaming service Netflix. Whoop, whoop. These talks are about a possible partnership for a new series, likely based off of one of Ubisoft's major franchises. The news came up while Guillemot addressed Vivendi's continued attempts for the takeover and to acquire Ubisoft stocks. On a side note, at Meg's, there was lots of people wearing We Are Ubisoft t-shirts. I thought it was pretty dope.
I see them in the Milan every day.
That's cool. Oh, okay, so it's old news to you. So, which Guillemot responded to by saying that Ubisoft hopes to remain independent. As for the Netflix series, no other details have come to light just yet. An Assassin's Creed film is planned to release in theaters later this year. We're really, really looking forward to it. Fingers crossed that it is good. Netflix has previously partnered with Activision for the animated series Skylanders Academy, which debuted earlier this fall. Could be really interesting. They have lots of different titles and what do you call it? Franchises that could be adapted into a TV show pretty easily. And even just on the loose base sense, I mean, it looks like Assassin's Creed, the movie, is going to be pretty strict to what we're used to seeing from Assassin's Creed. Like, outside modern day character jumps into the Animus, becomes, you know, old version of ancestor of a time gone by. I mean, you could do pretty much anything. It could be like, he could jump into multiple different things, and it could be like the holodeck from Star Trek, and you're in like an episode that's all like back in like Downton Abbey times, or another day it's Egyptian, or another day it's something else. Like, you could really do a lot of cool stuff with Assassin's Creed in a series. And then you got Far Cry.
But Assassin's Creed, that would be like very Sliders. I don't know if you
it
guys
could.
Remember the
it
show
could,
Sliders.
Yeah. It could be like Sliders, yeah.
You yeah. But I have two hunches.
What?
Rabbids. I know they have a series playing in Europe.
Ooh, that's true.
Because they have Netflix has a pretty a youth section.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just getting Rabbids on Netflix.
But it sounds like they want to develop something.
So if they want to develop, I'm thinking Tom Clancy.
Yeah, that could be really good too. Yeah.
Really want to overdo? Yeah, Splinter Cell.
Division.
Or even Division. I'm thinking more like if they're going gritty, I don't think they're going to do Assassin's Creed because they just did the movie.
They might
be going into that. I'm not sure about Far Cry. Mind you, Far Cry could be good. But it's not as story-driven or, you know, as rich of a universe as Tom Clancy, because it is based on novels.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that far-fetched to do it that way. That's the truth.
Yeah.
What else? Oh my goodness, Ubisoft. I don't think it's going to be Just Dance, unless we're going to be like, imagine if it's like Bring It On, or what was the other one? The dance movie? The ballet movie? Oh my God, my sister used to love it. Oh my God.
Is it the one with Channing Tatum?
No. Oh, Step Up? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, Step Up.
More Channing Tatum. Mm-hmm. A Just Dance one. That would be freaking hilarious.
There's
But yeah, I
Rayman.
mean, they've got so many. They've got so many. The new game, I've been playing the Michael got a sample of we were playing Steep. I mean, it could be something based around that. Even if it's just a setting, do you know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be like something that already has a story. I'm not sure if Steep's gonna have a story or if it's more just like challenges you can do. Oh my God, imagine if it was Blood Dragon.
That would be amazing. Miss Bianca Dunk says Prince of Persia, if they
Yeah.
want to bring that back.
Save the Last Dance is another good dance movie. No, it's not the one I'm thinking of. It'll come to me eventually.
Dirty Dancing.
No, it's not Dirty Dancing. Oh my God, it's gonna bug me to no end. Anyways, we're not gonna talk about any more dance movies. If I do remember it, I will mention it and I'll just yell it on Twitter and you guys will know what I'm talking about just randomly. Just write. That's all I'm gonna write is the name of the movie. That's it.
The Girls on Games, like fucking all caps name
Yeah,
of
name of the
the
movie. It'll come
movie.
to me. I know it's the one with Jamiroquai as like the big. The artist in the big dance scene. You got served? No, not you got served. Oh my God. Okay, we need to get off this. Though I
The
really
only
do.
Jamiroquai dancing scene I know is from Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay, no, but it's that song. But from the other, from this other movie that was. Oh my God, my sister's gonna kick me when I tell her. I was like, I can't remember this. She'll be like, it's this movie, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm an idiot. Okay, topic of the day. Even though it's like 8:49. Oh my goodness, but it's okay. We don't have a lot to talk about on it yet because not all the deals are announced. So it's the magical, mystical week that is before Black Friday. And that's like, for me, the start of the holiday shopping season. We get Black Friday. And like I mentioned before, it is a fairly new phenomenon here in Canada. I know you Americans, you know all about them saving the deals on the Black Friday, but we don't get that because it's not our Thanksgiving. We had that back in October. I know, a little bit early, but it's okay. We're still thankful. So Black Friday and then Cyber Monday on Monday. And then for us, the big shopping day of the year is actually the day after Christmas, Boxing Day. Though I know in Newfoundland, everything's closed on Boxing Day, so all the Boxing Day sales happen on the 27th. I don't know about that here. Kat, is stuff open in Quebec on the 26th?
On the 26th, yeah. If the 25th is
Oh! Did we lose Kat? I think we lost a cat. No, Catherine. Am I still streaming, guys? Please tell me. Because it gave me my internet connection is unstable. No. I don't know. Am I still streaming? Oh, Kat's back. I
Yes.
don't know if it was you or me, because my thing like stalled out. All right, cool, we're back. All right, Catherine, go. Talking about Quebec Boxing Day.
I've always gone shopping on the 26th. My brother and my dad were hardcore, like go to Future Shop at like 7 in the morning and line up to have a TV half off. From what I remember, like I know like this year I think the 25th might be a Sunday. Question mark.
Yeah. No, I think the 25th is a Sunday, so that means the 26th is a Monday, which is our holiday, so I don't think anybody is going to be doing anything on the 26th because I think that's the legal holiday.
That's the legal holiday, so I don't know. Usually, if we'll have to check, but I think they make too much money for them to close on the 26th. I know people are off on the 26th, so maybe that's why stores are open and they're like, "Please buy our shit."
The poor retailers.
I know my mom and I, we always go shopping around the 27th or 28th, but we go clothes shopping. We don't go shopping for like
Electronics.
the electronics or the deals. Those we usually do online.
ResCore figured it out. It's center stage. Dude, awesome. Sorry, there we go. Center stage. That's the movie.
I looked it up. Thank you, Rex. But yeah, no. Electronics, I usually do Cyber Monday. I order them. I'm lazy as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, like, especially stuff like that. If I don't have to leave my house, clothes, I need to leave my house because I need to try it on. Video games, don't need to try it on. So yeah, I know Catherine, you are currently working on the Black Friday guide on the site. Not everything is out yet. There's been like little drops of stuff that we've heard, and mostly from the console sellers themselves, like the Nintendos, the Xboxes, and the PlayStations.
Yeah, so Nintendo, we already mentioned the special edition, limited edition 3DS that they're selling in Canada for $140, $100 in the US. PlayStation announced the Uncharted 4 500 GB slim PlayStation 4 for $330 Canadian, which is the cheapest the PlayStation's been so far.
Bundle, right?
And it's bundled with a game.
Which game?
Uncharted 4.
Oh, dude, if you guys haven't played Uncharted 4 yet and you want to play Uncharted 4, you need to play Uncharted 4. Just say.
And on top of that, if you're getting the PS4 and you want extra controllers, Best Buy will have $25 off PS4 controllers.
That's a good deal.
That is a good deal.
One of the best controllers, period. The DualShock. Yep. Mm-hmm. DualShock 4.
I still think the Microsoft controllers are better. But
I like the triggers, but not, there's something about the PlayStation. I think it's a little too bulky for me, the Xbox controller. Yeah. My dainty little hands! I mean, what?
Curly hands. Speaking of Microsoft, they'll have free engraving when you design a personalized Xbox wireless controller with Xbox Design Lab.
Ooh!
So you save a few dollars there. Xbox Live Gold members will save an extra 10% on certain titles.
Nice.
So if you were thinking of getting a membership, you'll get better deals. Also, additional retailers, but Best Buy announced it in their flyer. I got the flyer early. I got the flyer attached to Montreal, so maybe there's different deals in your area, but usually Best Buy's everywhere.
Kat stalled out again. It's all good. She'll be back in a second. That's a funny face for her to stall out on, though. Pretty funny. Simon, you're playing console wars here. PS4 over Sexbone. I like them both. And yeah, I know some folks can be really hard on controllers, so it's good that you can pick up extra ones. Hopefully Kat comes back in a second. There she is! I can't hear you though, girl.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Where did I cut off?
Talking about, I think, some of the retailer exclusive stuff.
Yes, but there will be $10 off Xbox Live Gold for 3 months or 6 months.
Man, I'm really hoping that I can get a year subscription of both PS Plus and Xbox Live Gold on a deal.
There'll be deal for six, I don't know for the year, but 3 to 6 months. And I don't know if it's only for new subscribers.
Well, fooey on that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they can still take my money. I just want to save a few bucks.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of games discounting, new games. I know Titanfall is going to be discounted. EA announced it.
Yeah, Battlefield 1 too, I think.
Yes. Best Buy is going to have, it's going to have like $40 off Deus Ex Mankind Divided. It's going to, The Division, Skyrim Special Edition. There's going to be $30 off Rise of the Tomb Raider, Forza Horizon 3, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, Destiny, Titanfall 2, Battlefield 1.
Some good deals. Big games.
Yeah. There's also going to be a starter kit for LEGO Dimension is going to be $30 off, so it's going to be $70. And Skylanders Imaginator starter set is going to be $50. So you're going to, instead of $90.
Ooh, that's pretty good, especially if you got kids. Or you just like playing with the toys.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
One of the most interesting deals Best Buy is going to have is $40 off all Logitech and Razer headsets.
Ooh.
We always need spare headsets. They always break.
Yeah, we're notorious with that.
Yeah. And then I haven't received any early notifications for Amazon or NCIX or Toys R Us. I'm expecting a lot of these deals that I said on the Xbox games. And the recent games are going to be across certain retailers, so I'm expecting them to be at Toys R Us and Amazon as well. But the big thing, honestly, is electronics. Like games, you can scroll through the list, you can buy them digitally. I think Microsoft might have some of those deals on their store. I'm waiting to see what's going to be online. But a lot of these you can probably reserve online now. I think there was the Halo 5 limited edition Xbox One bundle is going to be $300 instead of $370 at Best Buy.
So that's not the S though, the Xbox One S, right?
No,
they're liquidating stock.
Yeah, but the there's an Xbox One S bundle with Gears of War 4 and NHL 17 for for $380. You're saving $150.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty much the cost of the two games.
Yeah, that's also going to be a Best Buy, but I think that's one of the Microsoft deals that they said is going to be across multiple retailers. So honestly, there's going to be some good deals. I saw on the Best Buy flyer, again, that's the only flyer I got so far, really good deals on monitors and smart 4K TVs.
Now, I read something earlier today for people to be forewarned about buying 4K TVs. I know everybody's talking about 4K now. I mean, between the Xbox One S, the PS4 Pro, and talking about 4K. And you shouldn't cheap out on a 4K TV.
No.
So look at the specs and all that kind of stuff. Look at the kind of stuff that what comes out of the console and that kind of jazz. Look at some reviews because, you shouldn't cheap out on a 4K TV. It's not like HD in the same sense. I don't know all the nitty gritty details, but I did. If I can find that article, it'll probably break it down for you. So I'll go and see if I can track that down and share it on GeoG.
Yeah. Honestly, like that's one of the tip we've done in our previous Cyber Monday shopping guide, which nowadays it's just like Black Friday weekend, like it's a 4-day bonanza, was to make a list. And you should definitely, if you're shopping for something specific, especially TVs or monitors or even headset, you should make a list of, you should check reviews and make a list of the items you want. And then check if they go on sale.
So you're like Santa Claus. You're making a list and checking it twice.
Exactly.
There
and then
we
you can
go.
Use sites like shopbot.ca to compare prices.
Dope.
On Friday.
Another tip. These things don't necessarily go on sale on Friday. Because this is traditionally American thing, and most of those folks usually do the whole Thanksgiving thing day before, a lot of online deals go live like 8 p.m. Thursday night. So keep an eyeball out because I know there are some deals that are limited quantity that they specifically put online for Black Friday. They hold stock. They also hold stock for Cyber Monday. And the reason they do this is to have certain things, but they go live really early. Sign up for email newsletters because if you want to try and get the best bang for your buck, there's like, I know what Kat got and the details she got on all the Black Friday deals is because she signed up for the newsletter. Today I went and tried to track down the info on Best Buy's website because I'm looking for something in particular and it's not there yet. It's only their like pre-Black Friday deals, not kind of deals, and they didn't have like any video game stuff listed there at all.
No, I actually, on the post, I actually put a link to the flyer, which is a link you usually get through a newsletter, so you can check it. It'll prompt up maybe to give your postal code. If it doesn't, just know that those are the deals after I entered my postal code and I'm in Montreal. I'm on the island of Montreal. So these are the deals that are available at the at my local Best Buys. There's about four within 100 km.
And then the tip for Quebecers is we've got that econo tax, and that's actually baked into the prices already. And they actually say below what the price is plus econo tax. So our pricing is always a little whack.
Yeah. So there's going to be, you have to calculate sales tax, like the sales tax is not included, but the econo tax is. If not, they will mention that you have to take into account the econo tax. That being said, if you're trying to save money, look at refurbished items because you will not be charged the econo tax. They will be discounted and you will not be charged the econo tax. Our router, I bought a refurbished router. It is working perfectly. My internet problems are IP based. We're actually shopping for a new IP, but that router is the best thing I bought. And it was basically the same price as if it were discounted Black Friday. And I did not pay the econo tax.
Thumbs up to that.
Because it's recycled.
Recycling is good.
Yeah. If you're shopping for something to check before you go out and buy a Black Friday, check Kijiji, check Craigslist, check Les Petites Annonces, whatever you use to sell shit. Like my sister-in-law is big about buying off, like she's in multiple groups on Facebook where it's like parents exchanging or trying to sell things and she gets stuff so cheap. Mm-hmm. She takes the time. Like I know it's very time consuming, but she's saving a lot of money. Like she got clothing, like, you know, she got the whole set, winter set of clothing for her, for my nephew off of there, and she paid like a quarter of the price. So you know what? There are people that will change their TV every year, every 2 year. Like, there's a new Xbox, I'm selling my old one so I can buy the new one. There's a new type of 4K TV, I'm selling my old 4K TV. So maybe check everything.
A quick welcome to folks who just jumped into our Twitch channel. I see them in chat. Great time. Hi and welcome. I know you just came to our chat. And this person who has the greatest name ever, come on and slam and welcome to Japan. Actually, those are two great names. Great time, GR8 underscore TIME underscore, and come on and slam, come on and slam and welcome to Japan. Is that a song?
That's from Space Jam.
Yeah,
Come on and slam, and welcome to the Space Jam. I'm terrible. I'm tone deaf. I'm sorry. I'm butchering.
I love it. I love it. All right, Kat, before I get into what you and I are interested in purchasing on Black Friday, any gripes about Black Friday? I mean, it's all about consumerism.
It's a bit, I think it's a bit of a shit show.
Yeah, especially when people die.
I know. Well, that happens in the US because the deals in Canada aren't that great. Or even if they are that great, there's like five of us living up here. We can't stampede her. The only stampede I've been afraid of has been like
Hockey.
deer, moose. You're not even hockey, man.
No, when they have those riots, man.
They only happen downtown. Who's downtown during a hockey night? Because there's always traffic jam. The metro's full. You know what I mean?
Oh my. I don't know if there's many other gripes in that sense. Sometimes, like I said, maybe you're buying something and you haven't done all the research and you don't really know what you're getting yourself into. Like in this case of cheap 4K TVs, watch out for that. But yeah, there's like, and the thing is like, yeah, you're buying it for holidays, but if you're thinking about yourself, remember too that your family might end up throwing you like gift cards and stuff over Christmas. And note that Boxing Day, there's some pretty dope deals around that time too, so don't freak out too much. I know myself, I'm on the lookout for a hard drive for my PC here, and I don't know. I'll ponder around Black Friday and see what's there, but like, budget's tight because I gotta buy all them Christmas presents. Money's a little bit more free flowing around Boxing Day, so maybe I'll wait until then.
There's always deals at Boxing Day, and there's always somebody selling it for cheap. And then, like, let's say NCIX and Newegg, they always have price matching. I know Best Buy does it. Well, Future Shop used to do it. I think Best Buy does it.
Oh,
So
price matching.
yeah.
Yes.
So if you see it, like, you know, you put it on your wish list at NCIX, and then it's cheaper at another store, but you don't have an account and you're lazy as fuck like I do. I just ask if they can match the price. And sometimes they can't completely match the price, but then they throw in free shipping and it's almost the same.
There you go.
So
Another tip.
price match, shopbot.ca. Every time I need some to buy something, I just put in shopbot.ca. I find the lowest price. Then I ask NCIX to price match it. And usually they're pretty good at it. So Black Friday all year round, motherfuckers.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Obviously, we're talking Canada because that's what we know. There are probably services like shopbot.ca for a lot of folks on the internet in different places in the world. So go check that out. That's ours. There might be one for you too. Maybe there's shopbot.com,
Maybe.
shopbot.eu. You never know. Not sure. I think that pretty much rounds out our show, Kat. Pretty awesome. So, before we let y'all go, thank you very much for listening. Of course, we want to plug our sponsor for our hosting on the website at girlsongames.ca. It's called Funio. If you're looking for website hosting, being it traditional shared hosting, VPS, any of your solutions in that realm, you should go check them out. Of course, we have a wonderful team at Girls on Games that are both editorial and streamed in nature, and this wonderful space is usually taken up by video games. If we're not talking about games, we're playing games here at Girls on Games. We have a stream schedule that's pretty full this week, so I'm going to bring that up right now because when I planned the podcast, it wasn't ready yet for this week. So clicking, if you ever want to find this, it is on our Twitter. This is how I get it every single week. Scrolling down. So, what we got going on this week? We got Miss Cathless tomorrow at 8 p.m. Looks like she's playing Batman. Ooh, I think that might be the Telltale series Batman. That's
Yeah.
pretty dope. Witchling is going to be on Thursday, and my dear is playing Overwatch. Looks like Bianca is going to be finishing up Final Fantasy X at 8 p.m. on Friday. Alice is on Sunday at 12 p.m. That's noon, and she's playing a little Witcher. Looks like Blood and Wine. He's holding the glass of wine there. It looks like what it is. And then, ooh, City Chan's back on the schedule. Woo woo! Yay, she's back. She's moosh. She's all unpacked and ready to go. She's playing Stardew Valley. So that's at 8 p.m. on Sunday. So yeah, full, fun, packed stream team week. So you guys can come back here at any time. Check our Twitter to track it down. It's also frequently on our Twitch channel. It's on our Facebook, all that jazz. On the website right now, we have some pretty dope photos from Miss Sarah from when she was at BlizzCon. She took some amazing pictures of cosplay and of the statues that they have there. Blizzard?
Because they're huge.
Yeah, they're huge. So that's there. Plus, we have photos from Northern Arena. Do we have any reviews and stuff up right now, Kat?
Yeah, we have Batman Return to Arkham, which is the port for Xbox One and PlayStation 4. So we know the games are good, but Graf examines like the problem of porting games. Is this port any good? Why are ports always like failing or disappointing us or sometimes pleasantly surprising us? So a little essay on ports. And we've also reviewed in the past, like one of our reviews that's really doing well right now on the site is the PSVR review that you wrote. So a very in-depth review. I know a lot of people are looking at VR for the holidays, maybe getting some gifts, maybe putting it on their wish list, maybe hoping for a Black Friday sale. Hint, hint, I'm pretty sure the Vive will be discounted. So check that out. And we've reviewed, if you're looking to buy a game during Black Friday or during the holidays or after the holidays, just there's a little search function up top of the site, put the name. There's probably podcast episodes, reviews, anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've pretty much played and reviewed a lot of games. Some are AAA, some are obscure. We played a lot of Stardew Valley. Just gonna say it, get that game.
If you want a early holiday present for yourself, as of right now, 9:10 p.m. on Monday night, you have 29 hours to go enter our contest on the website to win the November arcade block. Go do it, because, you know, everybody wants a present for themselves. So yeah, go do that. But I think that's pretty much it. And of course, thank you, Kat. I know this is like a two-woman show here tonight. I think we did okay.
Considering I got my grandma shawl because I'm feeling sick. Yeah. I'm drinking ginger ale partly because my cat steals my water every time I drink water, but also I got an upset stomach, man.
But like at 2 p.m., we weren't sure if we were going to do this. But hey, you guys got a show out of us. That's not half bad. And I think we did well.
Yeah, and this evening is going to end with maybe a couple of Tums and maybe a gravel and me in bed.
Oh, I'm going to play Pokemon Moon, so I don't know about you. And maybe some laundry because I have to go on Wednesday morning.
I wish I could. Man, this flu is just killing me.
That's the thing, though. And maybe this is a gripe. Maybe this will be a rant one day.
Yeah.
This 3DS is not very handy to play in bed. And it's I do not enjoy gaming in bed. So
when I managed to play this weekend, after like an hour, like this hand was all numb because of the circulation, because I was like this.
I've become very good at gaming with one hand for Pokemon and also Yo-Kai Watch. Just saying. Well, that's pretty much it for us. Catherine, let everybody know where they can track you down.
I am at CSDBien, CSDESBIENS. On Instagram, on Twitter. It's also my gamer tags on all the things, Nintendo, Steam, Xbox, PlayStation 4. I have way too many consoles in my life. And yeah, follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I post photos of my cat.
Dope. Kitties are cute. I'm Leah Jewer on pretty well everything except for my gaming consoles, which I have another name on, which someday maybe I'll give it out. Someday. But you, of course, want to follow Girls on Games, right? right? That's what you'll hear, right? You can track us down on Facebook and Twitter, The Girls on Games. We had to put the in there, so The Girls on Games. On Instagram and Snapchat, Girls on Games, no the needed. And I've been really playing around with Instagram stories, so there might be a lot more of that. Less Snapchat, more Instagram stories, because they're fun. But everything you ever need to know is on girlsongames.ca. So thank you, Kat. Thank you, myself, for producing and not fucking it up. Thank you for myself for hosting, and thank you, myself, for not going too far off the rails. All right, let's call it a day. We'll see you next week, and peace out, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.